Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Well, praise God. Good afternoon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord for this day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord have made. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I'm so glad that you tuned in. We thank God for a beginning of a new week. And, you know, I thank God. I learned that every day God is giving us an opportunity to make changes, to do what is right, to communicate with him. And I tell you, that really makes a difference. I want to also send a shout-out to Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. He is the host for the broadcast. He is the founder of this broadcast. And I thank and praise the Lord for allowing me to play a part in the broadcast. I also want to thank each and every one that prayed and stood in the gap for us on the passing of my brother, Willis Green Jr., August the 5th. I just thank and praise the Lord. And I tell you, through that experience, he was my baby brother. Through that experience, I have drawn even closer to God. You know, the more that God do for me and the more that God fulfill his promise in my life, it play a major part in our relationship. You know, you can read the word in the Bible tell us that God has been faithful to 1,000 generations. God been faithful, and even in the passing of my brother transition to heaven, I've seen God mighty hands at work in my life and in my family. And I thank and praise the Lord that I serve a true and a living God. I serve a God that loved me and loved my family. He's my God, just having to be Father. You know, no wonder Jesus told the disciples to say, "Our Father which art in heaven." And I'm telling you, we have an awesome Father. We have an awesome God, and he is so faithful. And I just thank and praise him for it. Apostle Armstrong is supposed to be joining us today. Is you there, Apostle Armstrong? Well, he will be joining us sometime on this broadcast today.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna switch it over to you, and I will just open up. And so we're going to switch it over to Apostle Armstrong, but I just want, again, to thank each and everyone that prayed for us in the transition of my brother to heaven. And I tell you, I'm ready, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit that abides on the inside of us. We just ready to continue with our walk with the Lord. Okay, Apostle Armstrong.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Depends on what part of the earth you're in. Some of it may be morning, and some of it is afternoon, and some of it is in nighttime. So we just thank God for all of you, for all our listeners. We praise him, and we know that this radio program, radio ministry, rather, is touching lives and changing lives of people and empowering people to do great and miraculous things in the word of our God, the Creator. Now, what came to me this morning that precipitated my being here was a text that I sent out, which asked people the question, what does it mean for you when you say you walk by faith and not by sight? And I asked them, I said, this is what you will reflect on for the week. And I got some response back. I didn't expect that today, but I got a couple today. And now this It's very interesting. The background for this, it started within me. And that happened because of the situation and circumstances that I'm dealing with in my life. And God was telling me that as long as I look at it in the natural, I am not empowering or releasing the power and authority that comes out of that statement, walking by faith, not by sight. As long as you look at things in the natural, once you say that, you must believe, and faith come by what? Hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. And as a result of that, what happens? Trust. You can trust God and you can stay focused. But many of us, we don't do that. We don't understand that. We are sad and feel good. It's not about a feeling. It's not about a feeling. It's about the word. What did I say? And now the key, we got to know the word. We have to know what God said about situations and circumstances. Now, the thing is, I'm dealing with issues where if you go to people and you ask people, do they want something? And they say no. Well, now you knew all along before you went there and ever asked the question that the possibility what they were going to say, because you realize they're not, memory is not all that good anymore. And so who's the fool? You are the fool. Because you go there, even if I'm just looking at it from the world perspective, you went there, you don't ask that question before. You know what response you've gotten before, which was no. But you understand also that that person needs that medication. So, as long as I kept looking at it in the natural, what happened? Feelings come up. I ain't being bothered no more. I mean, that's on you. You don't want to take it. Now, the thing about it is, what did I say? I said, I walk by faith and not by sight. So what did the word say about that situation? Word says that I am responsible for caring and making that happen. And so what does that have to do with my faith? It has everything to do with my faith. If I have faith and I believe that God is taking care of this, that God has put everything that I need to make this happen, why am I stressing over the fact? Why am I going through changes? Why am I allowing a situation outside of me to dictate how I respond to that situation when I have knowledge or information that tells me that I have authority and power over that response? Well, it's something we have to think about. I reflected on it and meditated on it. And I come to understand that I was in the way. I was a problem. I was a problem. So what did I do? Reflect on it. I said, now, so-and-so said that they take that like episode. Therefore, you put the medication in the episode, and they take it. So now, why am I stressing? I just need to find other means to do this. They like coffee. You grind up, put it in coffee. They drink it. The medicine is getting in them. in that medicine, according to the medical profession, will prevent them from having a stroke or heart attack. Therefore, my faith says what? What I see, I shouldn't be concerned about. I shouldn't be stressing about it. Faith says God is taking care of it. So I must do what? I must believe that God has taken care of it, and I must walk in that understanding and that belief. And that's what led me to share this. I said, now, you get up in the morning, you get your keys, you put on your clothes, you get your keys, and you go outside. Get in your car, put your keys in ignition, turn it, car starts. You did not have a thought that the car wasn't going to start. Where was your faith? Your faith was in the fact that you did everything that you were supposed to do. And you got the key. You put the key in the ignition. You turned the key. Car started. Faith. What's the difference between that and your faith? You had faith in that car. How did you get that faith? You had faith came from what? Knowledge and understanding. You knew that car had gas. You knew that car had battery in. You knew you had the keys. You know that you put the keys in, you turn it, it's going to start. So as I kept going through this and looking at different things, that's whenever I just gave it up, put it in God's hands. And God will bring to my memories through the Holy Spirit as to what I can do to make things happen in a way that I'm not stressed, they're not stressed, and they are protected because He created the medical, He created the doctors, He put the knowledge in the sciences and doctors. And now we do know if it has an adverse impact on us, we know not to do it anymore. But this situation is necessary. So that's the background for the discussion today.
Praise God. So we're talking about what is faith. Of what the Bible, when the Bible said it, just and it said that in four scriptures in the Bible talk about it, that the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And I found out as I would open up and was thanking each and every one of those that know that my baby brother transits to heaven on August the 5th. We were very close, I thank God for what God did, how God graced us to endure. Yeah, I grieved, but I was in control of grief. I didn't allow grief to overcome me. And the reason why, because when we say we walk by faith and not by sight, we have to be in control of our emotions. We have to be in control of our flesh desires. And that's what faith is, a lifestyle for the believers. And I was looking at some, Fred Price have this book about how faith works. And a lot of people, and I had to learn this, and I'm still in the process of getting more info on it, that believing, faith and believing is two different things. And Peter said it like this. He said, the devil believed and he trembled. You know, a lot of people say, I believe God. You know, yeah, the children of Israel believed that God was able, but they didn't trust God to do what God said he would do for them. Because every time they got in a hard place in a rock, they murmured and complained. You know, just like when the price of gas had increased, and a lot of people were mommy complaining, what we going to do? What we going to do? How we going to eat? And this and this. But as the Lord reminded me, he said, from a child up, have you noticed how the prices have changed and increased since you was a child? He said, but I always made a way. And we as born-again believers, we got to really get this rooted and grounded. We got to really get the word of God rooted and grounded in us. And as one song said, all of my help comes from the Lord. And you know, some things came up in the process of my brother. But I had to learn, you know, and I kept finding myself. And even when you get in a tight place, in a rock, you got to remind yourself of what God said about your situation. But you can't remind yourself of what God said about a situation if you don't know what he said. You know, I was thinking about a scripture for the setting, and it's in Joshua, the sixth chapter, when God talked about the walls of Jericho, when God told them what to do, and God gave them specific instruction to do in order for the walls of Jericho to come down. In Joshua, the sixth chapter, he said, now Jericho was greatly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho and the king there and the mighty men of valor. Now, God told Joshua this, but if you would have looked at it from the natural perspective, it didn't appear that God had gave it to them. And that's the thing about faith. God gonna always give us a word, regardless to whatever situation we dealing with. Whatever we dealing with, we as born-again believer, if we just get still and if we familiar with the word of God, God, the Holy Spirit, going to give us a word, a promise, a verse going to come. But when it comes, even in the midst of when David was in the pit, I think it's in Psalm 34. That's why David said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. David found out in the pit, wherever he may be, God always came through. And that's why when we look at the Psalms that David wrote, they were personal, but they came through a personal relationship with God. And David learned to trust, even when Job said, if I can still trust him. And we as born again believers, even though my emotion wanted to, and you know, that Saturday when, you know, he had the mini strokes and some things that were taking place, yes, my emotion was kind of high. You know, I mean, it was just, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. You know, but then I even called Apostle McIntyre. I called some more people that I know, and I said, pray for me. I said, because, and I'm using this because a lot of time when death hit or tragedy, anything hit, you have to watch your emotion because the first thing your emotion going to do, it going to go with what it see, what it hear. But that's why our spirit man have to be strong. That's why the Bible said, when the Bible said be strong in the Lord in the power of his might in Ephesians 6th chapter, that means your union, your relationship with God. Well, how do that come about? That come about by spending time with God, spending time in his word. And not only that, but reflecting on what God did in the past. And so when my emotion, I had to just go, and the Lord began to talk to me about my brother. It was in the time of me going on vacation. You know, my vacation started that Monday, but he had the stroke and, you know, mini stroke, and all that took place on that Saturday and Sunday. And that morning in my devotion, on Monday morning before I left, the Lord told me, he said, Ann, he said, you so used to when something happened to anyone in your family, you try to make sure you there. He said, I got Bill. Well, that was his nickname. He said, I got him, Ann. So the Lord let me to go on my vacation. I went by to view my brother, but he wasn't speakable at that time. But the point I want to make, God spoke to me And really God showed me what was going to take place. But the point I'm making is this. I had to, when God said what he said and showed, and you know, versus what I was saying, I had to choose not only to believe what God said to me, but I had to trust it. That's faith. Taking God, taking what God said about you, about your situation, and acting on it. And that's why I said the children of Israel, even though they had seen all those 10 things that God had did and bringing them out of Egypt, the Bible said he brought them out with a strong hand. But the children of Israel, what they did when they got out of Egypt and on their way to the promised land, God chose to take them another route because God chose to take them through the wilderness. And in the wilderness, it's really no presence of God. You know, what you need is not there. And you have to believe and trust God with it because they were God covenant people. And this stuff I'm finding out. A lot of time people say, I have faith and I'm trusting God. But really, they just believe in God. And that's why I say it's a difference between faith and believing God. And I had to, and as I began to, not in the process of all of this and that, what I was hearing about my brother, I kept reminding myself, God got my brother. God, you told me you got him. I trust you with him, God. I trust you with him. You know, I don't only believe you got him, but I know you got it. You know, and I just kept saying what the word said. Not only that, in the midst of all of that, you know, the enemy will put, you know, he dead, and you know, he did die 4 days later. But the enemy put, he this and this will go. And the enemy would try, he was trying to steal my peace. But the way I kept peace, I kept reminding myself what God had told me about the situation. And that's why I'm saying here in Joshua, the 6th chapter, God spoke specific to Joshua. And he told Joshua, in that 2nd verse, he said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men about. God told Joshua, I done already gave you the victory over Jericho. But at that moment, it had not taken place. The manifestation of it, and that's where faith come in. We as born again believer, I shared one time, the Bible said that we need to examine ourselves to see whether we in faith. And sometimes, as I stated, and I've learned this even in my own life, and and I'm studying on that right now. You know, here's the difference between believing God and having faith in God. Faith and believing is two different. It's just like a coin. I can compare faith and believing like a coin. Say, for example, a quarter. A quarter have two different things on it. On one side, you know what it have on one side and on the other side. But if one side is missing, you can't spend that quarter. You can't do it. It got to be, both things got to be intact. If you go take a quarter and stand off one side of it, I think it's an eagle. Ain't it? It's some you know, I don't have a quarter in my hand right now. But, you know, you have two sides. You understand what I'm saying? Just like a penny. Mm-hmm. A penny have two sides. It have a head. I think it's Abraham's head. And then on the other side, I think it's the White House. But say, for example, if you took and go file off the head off that penny, it's not spendable. You can't spend it. Where faith and believing go together. And so many times, if you just believe in God, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to see the fulfillment of his promise. If you just have the faith in not believing God, you see the point? And both of them go together. And a lot of times, people is believing, but they think they have the faith. But you got to have faith as well as believe God. And like I said, with the children of Israel, he told him in Joshua, the 6th chapter, in that 2nd verse, he said, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Then he began to give him specific instruction, what he need to do in order to see verse 2 be manifest. And Joshua had to take God at his word. And even it began to tell us how it in that 13th verse, it tell about the priest and how they had the march around. God told them what to do the first day. He told them what to do the second day. Now, in the natural, when you look at the instruction that God gave Joshua, the situation wasn't changing. And what God told them to do, they didn't only believe what he said, but they trust what he said. So that was faith and believing working together. And so many times, like I said, and I'm still learning, you can't just believe God and don't have faith in God. And you can't just have faith in God and don't believe God. Because you got to have two, like I said, with the penny. One side is the head of Abraham Lincoln. On the other side is the White House. If you find one of them off that coin, you cannot spend that coin. It's impossible according to the law of the land. Well, it's the same way when it comes down to our faith, you know, because a lot of times, like I said, in our situation, you know, regardless of what situation, I was just sharing with me about my brother. But in any situation, we got to realize we got to have faith and believe it working together. Because without one, we're not going to be able to experience or see the fulfillment of the reality of what God's word say. And not only that, when it come down to faith, and y'all, we living in troubled time, and I was looking over some of the notes. I thank God for Apostle McIntyre. A lot of times she shared with me some of her teaching and what God has said her, and I shared with her some of mine. Because none of us are island to ourselves, and we need one another.
That's right.
And that's something I learned. When I'm anything, and if I find myself to a certain degree about to get overwhelmed or I'm wrestling with something, and see, I call and I ask for reinforcement. I need prayer. And I begin to tell God, look, God, I got the problem right now with this. Now, it's just like if somebody mistreating you and not doing you right. The Bible says you overcome evil with good. Now, to that person that is doing you wrong, they don't have a problem with that sometimes. But for the most of the time, if you having a problem, that's where you need to go before God and say, look, God, now, according to your word, you told me to love my enemy. You told me to overcome evil with good. Now, they don't have a problem with the way they treat me. But, God, I need you to help me to deal with this thing, to do what you said to do about this. And that's where, now, God, I believe what your word says. But now I got to use my faith. When my emotion is all over the place, my flesh won't reveal it. And what I'm seeing and hearing from them, it's contradicting everything you said. But that's what we have to make sure in Colossians. It tells us that we have to be rooted and built up in him when it comes down to our faith. And that's what we have to say. You know what? Put our mind, I think it's in Isaiah, it's in 26th chapter where it says, he who mind is on me, I keep him in perfect peace. That's what we got. We got to make sure that we are following the steps that God tells us to take. And like I said, I had to tell God, now look, God, I got a problem with this. They don't have a problem. But Lord, I will to do this thing the way you said do it. And I said, so help me. And when I called some people to pray for me, I said, I got the problem. They don't have a problem. They fine with a certain thing. I'm not fine with it. But as I cried out to God and told, acknowledged him, this one I'm at, God. But I will to overcome evil with good. I will to forgive. I choose to forgive. At that moment, my emotions and my flesh didn't want to line up with that. But that's what when you truly want to do, and that's what faith come in. Faith is not based upon how I feel and what I want to do when it come down to what God's word say. Because most of the time, when you in a hard place in a rock, especially if somebody, let me use that, somebody mistreating you, a lot of time, your emotion is saying, oh, I wouldn't take that. No. And they doesn't do that. That's where you got to take the word of God and bring your emotion in, and don't get in a rage. Don't allow yourself to get in bitterness and resentment. Now, God, this is what you're saying. You got to bring it in because, like I said, our emotion going to always line up with what it see And what is when it lined up with what it see, that's what, that's when your feeling come in. Then your feeling want to get with that. And that's what, if, but if we just begin to say what the word said, faith is saying, And I told myself many times, I said, I'm not going to get in bitterness. I refuse to get in resentment. And I need to, what the Bible says, submit to God. Now, a lot of people are there, look over what he said, submit. He said, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. A lot of people say, well, resist the, they'll say, resist the devil, he'll flee. You can't, you don't have no resisting ability. You can't walk in that authority that Jesus give you if first you don't submit to God. Well, what do you mean, prophet, when it's
God,
a submit?
That's right.
Submit to God. Submit to God means, God, this what you say and this what I'm going to do. And when we open our mouth and say, God, you said to forgive, you said to love. Now, I'm not being treated right, but I choose to overcome this thing. They tried, they doing evil, but I'm going to do right by them. I'm going to walk in love because the love of God is already shillabored in my heart. I learned your emotion, your flesh, it'll begin to line up with it when you open your mouth. And that's why I say it's a difference between faith and believing. Because, y'all, we in troubled time. And faith and believing is twins. And they will cause what God's word said to come to pass. And that's why even you, then you got to bring praises in there. And I had to learn this. A lot of times we have the right to petition God and tell God, pray about what we want, the desires of our heart. But we don't decide the time in the way that God's going to bring it to pass. I don't know about nobody else, but it have been time in my life I prayed and asked God to do something. And even though the Bible said don't be wise in your own eyes, but I have been guilty at times to try to figure out how God's going to bring that thing to pass. And in the process of doing that, I missed out. Now, I'm talking about me. I have missed out. When it comes, that's where faith and believing come again. When we petition God about anything, and the word said we can have it, that's when we got to stand on that and don't keep talking to God about it, but begin to give thanks and praise to God about that.
Yeah.
Don't keep going over. If you, you know, we act like sometimes, you know, I'm saying we, because sometimes I'm guilty too. We have act like sometimes God is hard on hearing. The Bible said God is open to the righteous cry. Now, what faith come in again? Okay, if I believe that God is open to my cry, then I got to have faith. I got to trust and have confidence when I pray based upon my situation, according to what God's word says. I don't have to keep praying about it. What the next thing I got to do, I got to give honor and thanksgiving. I got to go into praise about it. Father, I thank you that your ears is open to my cry. I thank you, Father, you heard me. I thank you, God, you're going to lead me in a plain path because of this situation. I thank you, God, that you're going to give me everything. You have already, through Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection, you done gave me everything I need in this situation. You know, and like I said, with me, sometimes I done had to wrestle because I be not gave it to the Lord. But what sometimes throw me off, his timing and his way of doing it. And I find out when I allow myself to not trust or have faith, God, you know how to, you know the time, and you know how you're going to do it. So now I just got to believe you doing it and trust that. I got to put them two together because, like I said, I don't know about nobody else. I have been guilty. I'm getting, with the help of the Lord, I'm getting better with it. But a lot of times, God timing in the way God bring that thing to pass. Apostle, I don't know about you, but I have missed it in that area sometimes because I'm thinking he going to do it this way. And, but see, faith said God got it. God going to do what need to be done. Believing is what God say about me. I got to believe that. Even when what I see is contrary. So there too, again, like I said, we, when it come down to faith, you know, faith, and I as you and I were talking about this earlier, faith ain't got nothing to do with how I feel. Faith involves around what God, What Jesus did through his coming, death, burial, and resurrection for us as covenant believers, that's what faith is. And believing is, I believe what he said. And I'm going to trust what he said. Because like I said, we living in troubled time. We living in a time when the Bible said many going to depart from the faith. They're going to stop trusting. They're going to stop. They'll keep saying, oh, I believe God. I believe it's a God. But when it come down to trusting and depending and waiting on God, it's not there. Because when we truly put faith and believing together, go back to, you have a peace about it. You have a peace, even though your circumstance seems like it's going to go the opposite. It's not going to, no, but God said. And that's something I kept reminding myself, God, you said. God, you said this. And like I said, I even said to the Lord, I need help. God, this is what it is, but I need you to help me. Because faith that causes us to resist bitterness, resentment, unbelief, and doubt. And a lot of times, people don't like, well, even when it comes down to faith, you receive faith by the word, but you release faith by your word, speaking the word. And there, too, again, we got to know how to operate. Because like I said, with the gas increasing, people, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to drive one of my automobiles. I thank God I have two automobiles. And one of them take Unleaded Plus and the other take Supreme Premium. And I said, I'm going to keep driving. Whenever I need to go somewhere, I'm going to get in my automobile and I'm going. And I watched, you know, me moving this. I'm here in Sumter now. And the time that I had to drive, you know, go back and forth, God made sure, and I'm going to be honest, I had more than enough, Apostle. I had people calling me my spiritual children, Prophet Miller, did I catch out you this money? We to make sure eat my children, you know, making sure that I had more than enough. And I've been even thanking and praising God every day. I said, Father, I thank you for supplying this need. I just thank you, God, for what you're doing. Now, when you're dealing with somebody else in the equation, they have a will just like you do. And even with that, you know, a lot of time, a lot of people, his uncle said, best friend said, I prayed and we stood on the scriptures for Willis, but God, I said, let me tell you something, you got to learn. You got to learn when you got another person in the equation, or you person, you got to know that they talking to God too and they're a believer. And that's you got to know how to honor that. And don't get stressed out about it. You know, because when I saw my brother and I went in there before I went on my vacation, and I told him, I said, now, Bill, I said, whatever you and the Lord decide to do is fine with me. That was the last words I whispered in his ears, you know, before I went on vacation. I said, whatever you and the Lord decide is fine with me. Because my brother knows the Lord. And see, there too again. You got to know when you praying for something personally for you and even when other people's involved. Yeah, you pray the word. You believe and you trust the word, but you got to know if they born again believer, they got a will too. Because sometimes I think that's what throws some saints off. I prayed for so-and-so and it didn't turn out like I thought. You forget. They can talk to God too. You know, so there too, again, you know, this is not all it is to know about faith, Apostle, but that just, and like I said, with Jericho, like I said, God gave him specific instruction and Joshua followed through with it. And this morning when I begin to go back and read that, I'm going to have to study this some more because a lot of time with our situation, for what I be listening to, people act like God don't give specific instructions anymore, but he do. I don't know what to do, Lord. Well, if you don't know, you can inquire of God, get still, expect him to give you. And I'm saying when I read that just stood out to me. You know how the Holy Spirit enlightens him. That stood out to me. He gave him specific. He told him. First he said, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof in the mouth. He's already gave you the king, all of the whole army, all of it. But then he began to tell him in that third, he said, ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, go around the city once, thou shalt thou do 6 days. Now, to the natural, you coming up against an army that is strong, got mighty men that don't want some battle. And you telling us that compared to the natural. And see, this what mess us up. If we ain't careful, we have a tendency to waver. We begin to look at things from the natural. And that's why it's so important. We need to get in the Word of God and really get our faith built up and keep it up. Because if you ain't careful, your emotions are take you right into what you see and what you see and what you feel. And it'll open the door for doubt and unbelief. We have to be careful with that. Okay, Apostle.
Yeah. One other example, the medium that we are on today, God spoke to me in 1994. It had to be late 94. He said, I wanted to leave the church I was at. He told me, he said, you may go now. He said, you have been faithful with the few. Now I'm going to give you the many. And that church, we had 800 people in worship on Sunday, in a given Sunday morning. So, and he said, I'm trying to figure out what the many is that he going to give me. And he said, now, as long as you do the ministry according to the vision I give you, not my vision, but the vision that he gives me, he will provide all the necessary resources. He didn't say some. He said all. So I wanted to do a radio station. And I did not want one where we were just talking at people. So that was in 1990. What I did finally in December of 2016 was when I started, and I didn't do anything with it. It lay dormant. It's right in line with what you were talking about faith. He gave me the radio station in December 2016. But until I did something with it, it didn't matter. It was just sitting there. And in August 2017 is when the first program aired. So we had to, by faith, I believed that he was going to do it. My faith didn't really kick in until August 2017. Now, mm-hmm. That was told me back in 1994. Now, that was many years later. And see, it's very interesting. Faith without what? Action?
Work.
You got to do something.
That's right.
Work.
That's right.
It's death.
So that when we came, both of them got to work together. They got to work together. You believe, but like you said, like we said with the corn, and I've been guilty of it. And we got a lot of saints. They think they operate in faith and belief, but some of them just acting and believing alone. And like I said, the devil said, the Bible said, the devil believe me, tremble. Like, and I'm really seeing that more and more. Cause sir, there's somebody like, gosh, he said, yeah, you believe me, but what faith? Faith have corresponding action. And that's the thing. A lot of time, you know, you got sinners believe it's a God. They believe that someone believed the Bible is the Bible, but they choose not to have faith and confidence and act on what God's words say. So if your faith is not with corresponding acting, you just believe it, and that's it. And believing alone will not get the job done. Or better yet, you won't see the fulfillment of the promise.
Yeah, and see, in one other example, in 1977, I crashed the airplane at BWI. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's walk through that. Where's faith in that? I believe that I could fly that plane. I took off, and the weather deteriorated, so I had to come down. What did I do? My faith was in, my belief was in the things that I had to do. Now, in a pilot, I don't care what they fly, they have a checklist. I started going through my checklist. Where was my faith? I believed that if I followed the checklist, that everything gonna be all right. Now, whenever I was getting ready to crash, my faith kicked in because I didn't panic. I didn't cuss. The last thing that I remember saying was that, uh-oh, my wife would be a widower. I knew I was crashing. I knew it was coming to an end. But faith kicked in. Now, if I would have panicked, I would have been dead. So the works at that point was more of a spiritual work than a physical work, because I did all the physical things, all the natural things that was necessary to keep from crashing. But I crashed anyway. But my faith, it was in God that even though I'm crashing, people who I'm leaving behind will be taken care of, and I will be taken care of. I was at peace. I just thought I would put that out there so people could see the different way that faith manifests itself. Go ahead.
And there too, again, this is what I'm saying. A lot of people is believing that they believe that they operate in faith in believing, but they are not. Faith, as I said, faith is really acting upon what you say you believe. And a lot of times we say, yeah, I believe, but what is the action? Faith come in there and say, I'm acting on this what I believe. If you believe, say, if you said, Prophet Miller, I want you to pay a bill for me. And if you truly believe and trust that I'm going to do it, you ain't going to be wondering why it ain't done or what taking it so
That's
long.
Right.
You'll be fully persuaded because I know. And this, the Bible said Abraham grow and he staggered not. You know, what caused him to, and there too, even with faith and believing, the next thing come thanksgiving and praise. Because if you fully persuaded about something, if you have fully trust and confidence in somebody, if they're a person, you don't sit around. And we got to get that going. We got to realize that God is a God of integrity. And like I said, even with, you know, as close as I was to my baby brother, you know, I just been praising God. I said, God, I couldn't have went through this without you. I said, I know. I experienced your strength. And even as we talked about certain things, God talked back to me, you know. You know, he said, you so used to seeing your brother in his natural body. He said, but I want you to look forward to seeing him in his glorified body.
Yes.
He got a glorified body. And just like God told David, after David had fasted and prayed about his baby and Bathsheba, the baby, the first, it died. And then after David found out, what did David do? He said, David got up, washed himself, and went in there and worshiped God and ate. David said, he can't come to me no more, but I can go to him. So my point is, there too again, our faith calls us to put confidence and trust what we said we believe. So that's why they have to work together, just like that coin. You cannot spin a coin, have two different pitches, one pitch on the front, one pitch on the back. But if one of them pitches is not on, you cannot spin that coin. Well, like that's the way it is with faith and believing. Without the other, you will not see, we would not be able to experience or see the fulfillment of God's promise. They work together, but they are different, you know. And that's why the Bible said the devil believed and he trembled. And see, that's what you not only believe, but your faith kicked in.
That's right.
And it's something about faith bring about a knowing. It bring about a peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Faith give, I don't know about nobody. I just had a knowing that I know God had my brother, you know, and stuff. And I went on and, you know, on my vacation and everything. It was just a knowing because he told me, he said, I got it, you know. And that just brought about it. And I trust what he said. I didn't know, but my faith was, okay, God, you, and every time, like I said, the enemy tried to bring, and I was getting calls right after that, I said, God, you told me you got my brother. I said, now I'm trusting you with it. You love him. You mm-hmm. love him. You going to do what's right by. And I know my brother loved it, God. You know, that was, now, that was my experience, and I'm telling you, in the time that we're living in, we can't only believe that God is able, but we got to trust that he'll do it for us. And we got
sure.
to learn. And
that's
when you
right.
when faith and believing is working together, we can resist the doubt. We can resist unbelief. We can resist fear. We can resist insecure. We can resist those things that is contrary to what God said. We seeing the wind is blowing, and we seeing a lot of things contrary to what God's word say. But we as born again believers, we got to say, God, you said it. I'm gonna go to sleep. Because I know you working. The psalmist said, you don't sleep nor slumber, but I have to sleep. This body called for rest.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to have faith and trust what God say. Take him at his word, but please get in God's word. Find out what God is saying. And like I said, faith come by hearing the word of God. But you release your faith by speaking it. Speaking that word, saying what that word say about you. You can't just sit and say, I ain't saying, no. You got to release your faith. You got to release your faith and say, God, you said this. God, you said this. You might have to say it numbers of times. But the more you say it, you bringing your emotion and you causing your flesh to submit to what God, and your body align up with it. And it'll shield you and cause you to have that peace of God. You know, Jesus was fully persuaded. After he prayed into God, he know why he came, but his emotion, his flesh were trying to get out of control. But then after he prayed, after he prayed them three times, Jesus was ready. His emotion and his flesh had not came under total submission to the lordship of the will of God, what God had for him. And all of us have to deal with that. And that's what sometimes the wrath will come in, I say. You know, that's my terminology, that you have to wrestle with that. You said, by your stripes, we're here. And so but we prayed, but it didn't happen. I said, you got to realize, as I stated, someone else was involved with that prayer. Somebody else will was involved with it. But I'm going to see, as long as they got breath in their body, and I could say something, but I'm not at liberty, something else to play, maybe another time, God might let me share it. But, we got to just stick with what God's word said. And I tell anybody, in these hours and time we living in, just like God took care of the children of Israel, if you go back and read the whole story, as God covenant people, God always took care. And we got a better covenant with better promise. And God is doing the same. Y'all, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything we need to experience the victory and walk in and see the fulfillment of God's promise, we have access to it now. Okay, Apostles 12:57, it's in your hand.
The important thing is that I went back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
Okay.
It says, finally. Now, that's one of the key words in that verse, finally. What does that say? That told me that I done been all around Robin Hood born, so now I'm finally doing what? Being strong in the Lord. I finally recognize what the source is. The source is God. No matter where you go or what you do or what you believe, it will not undergird you in a way that protects you, provide for you, and the way that the word will. And be strong in the Lord means what? You must get in the word. You must know the word. You must trust the word. And you must be focused. Because if you're strong in the Lord, where will your strength come from? Your strength will come from what? What you're strong in, the Lord. So,
as
we go through life and as we confront it by situations, circumstances that we feel we have no control or influence over, Don't allow what you see to cause you not to act, because I've found that that's when our faith really kicks in. And when that happened, I stopped focusing on that situation or circumstance and started focusing on the Word. Just as Apostle Miller said, focus on the Word. By what? By my stripes, you are healed. You know, if you focus on the Word and not on the sickness, not on the problem, we have, that was the other thing that God told me about. If we focus on the solution, that's what it means whenever we say we walk by faith and not by sight. It means we're focusing on the solution, not on the situation or problem or circumstance, not on the feeling. Because if you can focus on the solution, and you might not even know what the solution is. The solution is God. It means you're giving it over to Him, and you just start praising Him, and you know that He's going to provide. You know that everything's going to be all right. And you are able to have, what, the peace beyond all your understanding and my understanding. I mean, I had to go through trials and tribulations. I had to go through all kinds of stuff before I got to where I am. And we think about it, that we walk by faith, not by sight. And we have gotten so to the enemy. The enemy took my generation and put us in an education system that systematically denied that there wasn't a spirit. It says that we know by the scientific method. You guys can see it, smell it, taste it, and hear it, all of what your five senses, before it is real. Our ancestors understood that the spirit things. So I just want to, everybody, as we come to the end of this segment, what we want to leave with you, faith comes by hearing, not a bunch of negative stuff, not sitting watching TV. Faith comes by hearing the Word. What Word? The Word of God. Who is God? The Creator. The one that existed before everything existed. We are not to lean on the creatures. Lucifer is a creature. He's not the being. He's a creature. He was created. So he falls in that category. We don't lean on him either, no matter what he does or how he manifests himself. We just hold on to the Word. And I want to thank Apostle Miller for inviting me today to sit and be a part of this discussion, because this has helped me refine that which I had me reflecting on, action. And I know somebody's blessed. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know that. Otherwise, God would not have had us here together talking about this. Because this wasn't something that I stood up there and said I wanted to do. This was all God's doing. So please, those of you who are listening, accept it. Go to the Word and see what God's saying to you about what it means to you when you say you're walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you again, and shalom. All right, Apostle Mel.